If you're a busy person, as I sometimes am, the only time you get to record an audio boom is in the shower, because that's kind of like what you might call downtime. So this is a this is an audio boom recorded in the shower using my usual, you know, water protective plastic bag sealed up with sellotape. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but I do actually think it's terribly important to slow down. And I'm not so good at it when I'm rushing. Slowing down while you're rushing is a real kind of state of mind that I have to practice for the next, you know, 15 years. Because sometimes you have no choice but to rush. The time is 7:20. I've got to, I've just woken my daughter. My wife has gone off to the corporate world already, and I'm in charge, so I have to multitask. So I have to reflect on how on earth I'm going to cope with all those balls that are up in the air. But also, I want to say hello to people on audioboo. And also, to be honest, I've got this ridiculous idea that suddenly in the shower, you might get an idea that would change your life out of the blue. You know, it could just suddenly happen. And somehow or other, I feel that making an audio recording sort of makes me more conscious of my unconscious, in the sense that it makes me more aware that any second now, into my head, out of left or right field, and it won't happen if I keep on talking, you know, an idea could pop. Like I was talking to Simon, who, well, he knows who he is, but anyway, I was talking to him via audioboo last night, via direct messages, and, you know, he said something that made me say something that followed up by him saying something that was really very, I thought, very profoundly interesting. In the context of a bit of fun as well. So I don't know. But that's all a bit. I've discovered actually that people are more interested in sound than content. People like the sound of stuff. Some people do. You can't make any generalization about humans. But actually, when I'm listening to other people on audioboo, I often am not listening to the content of what they're saying, really. I'm interested in how they're saying it. And I'm sort of having a little story with myself about, like, God, he seems in a bad mood today. Oh, I must be having trouble with this, that, and the other. This is the sound, by the way, of soap being applied to the face. I have to take that soap off now, called shaving gel, and underneath that, the face will be revitalized. Okay, I gotta stop the audioboo, because you cannot possibly want to listen anymore. There's been enough. But there we are. Look, this is a little message to wish you a great day. By the time I get it uploaded, it might even take me an hour to get this uploaded, because there may not be time, and yet it might be up in about 10 minutes. And then if I forget to upload it, I mightn't put it up until tonight. So, I mean, a resolution to do something doesn't mean I'll do it. So I could say, right, first thing I'm doing in a second is stop recording and push the button and share it. But then, this is a very busy time of the day. For most people over here in GMT, and GMT, you know, or anywhere, whatever time zone you're in, getting up in the morning, getting into breakfast into you, and getting either out the door to school, getting out the door to work, out the door to the gym, out the door to walk the dog, out the door onto Skype, into the office, out there with your tools to fix motor cars, to build someone a house, to whatever your, onto your radio program to appear. You're probably well off by now if you were doing early morning radio program. Call him if you ever, no, you won't listen to this, but there is a man in Ireland, not far from here, that I never met face to face, and he does a radio program. He's Column 103 FM or something like that. And I just wish him all the best because he popped into my head. So I'm kind of torn between Vancouver on the one hand and Cork on the other hand. And this shower and my daughter. Okay, have a great, great day yourself. Bye.